Phil Sims joins us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Try the ultra-thick frozen pizza today. And there he is, CBS's lead analyst. Phil, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I love coming on Chicago radio with you guys. And after they win, oh, are we happy.
Well, especially when we have a big boy offense now, Phil.
It's
refreshing.
So well said. And, you know, now one of my gripes that I said a couple times last year I can't do on Showtime or any show that I do because I go, I've never seen a quarterback have as much talent as Jay Cutler and have so little around him. And, yeah, they brought some big boys with him, and he is a highlight machine. I didn't get to watch the game. But I came home late last night, and I'm watching the highlights, and it just go, oh, that's good. Oh, that's a good throw. Oh, what a throw. So it was a lot of fun to watch, and the people in Chicago should be happy.
Oh, the people in Chicago are delighted. And he had nine plays of 20 or more yards, the Bears' offense did, and that's just fantastic to see because obviously – you know, you're not playing a world championship team in Indy. They're young and they're struggling, but nonetheless, that's hard to do in the NFL, and it's certainly been difficult to do in Chicago.
Yeah, listen, I think the Colts are very organized, and they're not. I don't not say they're going to win a lot of games, but they're going to be in a lot of them, and they've done a good job revamping their football team. So I don't care. It was against the Colts. I still was impressed. With just what I saw, can't wait to watch the game and everything. But we saw glimpses of it in preseason. I was just sitting here thinking before I came on with you guys. I remember a lot of people saying about Jay Cutler when he came out in the draft, well, don't even mention his name in the same breath with Matt Leinart and Vince Young. He's not even in their class.
Wow.
And wow, that's right. I think I said it exactly verbatim. With how a few people said it, because they were so. How could you say that about Jay Cutler from Vanderbilt? You know, I don't know. It's like Neil Lomax from the. Remember him with the Cardinals?
Sure. Yeah.
Said if you could throw the fastball in the minors, big guy, you could throw it in the majors. And he is. I'm not saying Vanderbilt's the minors, but Jay Cutler's got the fastball.
Want to let our listeners know that Phil is premiering a new show today, NFL Monday QB, featuring Phil Sims, premieres today, special season opening time, 4 p.m. here in Chicago on CBS Sports Network. You get Phil, Rich Gannon, Steve Berline. They join host Adam Schein to break down week one of the NFL. And purely from a quarterback's perspective, after week one, NFL Monday QB airs at 5:30. CBS Sports Network is a cable home of CBS Sports. It's available locally throughout Chicago on every cable satellite provider, including Channel 306 on Comcast and 418, 531 on Mediacom Channel 141. And Phil, from the quarterback's perspective, you look around the league, Michael Vick had a tough day at the office. Matt Stafford had a tough day at the office.
Yeah, good quarterbacks
Even
throwing
Aaron
a lot of
Rodgers
picks.
Had a tough day at the office.
Yeah, well, I'm actually have already watched the Green Bay San Francisco game early this morning because I wanted to watch it real quick. And San Francisco just took away all the little things that the Green Bay Packers like to do, all those little routes inside. They were just all over so many of the plays that they like to run, so they made Aaron Rodgers go to a different group. Listen, Green Bay's offense is all about that quarterback, and it's really just about him making great throws. It's not like I look at their offense and go, wow, that's special, they do this and that. It's just about just let Aaron Rodgers keep throwing, and he'll make enough great throws to win the game, but San Francisco's very good. But, yeah, all the interceptions, I would just think there's a few things, lack of playing time in preseason, and I think NFL defenses just got ravaged so much last year and were beat on by the offenses that they've taken away some of these little gimme plays that we usually see from offenses. That's just my first general thought, and I got to be honest, I was really happy to see all those interceptions and everything. I want to see the defenses get a little revenge in this league from what's going on.
You sure you're a quarterback?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible? I look at these footballs these guys throw. My gosh, I could throw those even at 57. I could go out there and throw it. Man, all these easy passes, these footballs look like something Y.A. Tittle was throwing back in his days. They're so easy to hold, grip, and really they've just done everything to make the passing game better. I understand that, and they fixed the football, making it easier to handle, and the rules are all for the receivers and the quarterback, and they're taking advantage of it.
What did you think of Alex Smith in that game? It was interesting because obviously those are two guys that came out of the same draft, the first overall pick, and the other guy drops to the 20s and obviously waits 4 years to get on the field. I guess Rodgers took exception earlier in the week when someone talked about Smith as a game manager, but I thought that's what he was, although he did a lot yesterday. A lot more weapons for him.
Yes. Yeah, I think Alex Smith was. I hate the term because it just
yeah.
When you say game manager, you're saying, well, you have no talent and you're just only the reason you can only lose the game for the football team. You can't win it. So I hate it. But Alex Smith, I want to come back and play for Jim Harbaugh because the man is working wonders with every quarterback he touches. He did down in Seattle with Josh Johnson, made him into an NFL player who he just released. And then, of course, we know about Luck out Stanford, and how about with Alex Smith? Alex Smith has gotten stronger, and as I watch the game, I go, he's throwing the ball better, and
yeah.
His motion looks a little more intact. It's not as loose and floppy as it has been in the past. And probably the biggest thing is he's finally just physically gotten strong enough, I think, to be a frontline NFL quarterback. And it definitely looks like they're going to open that offense up a little bit. And we'll see. It's taken a lot of years, but Alex Smith is definitely grown into a franchise quarterback. So I think he is, yes.
And how impressive was RG3 yesterday, too? As much as Andrew Luck lives up to the billing and is mature and all that, here's a guy who goes down to New Orleans, a heavy underdog, and he just basically outplays Drew Brees.
Yeah, to score those points, the Redskins, they're going to be an edgy football team. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but they're edgy. What I mean by that is they're going to be pretty good fighters. The offense has a lot of ways to get the ball down the field. I had a good friend of mine watch that game for me. I said, tell me a little bit about it. And he goes, I've never seen guys so wide open in my life. And I said, yep, that's the Shanahans, and that's why I always thought RG3 was going to fit in nicely down there. So it was a great start for him, and the defense can be really clever for the Redskins. And last year, even though they had a bad year record-wise, they had games where that defense just destroyed the opposing offenses, and it sounds like that happened yesterday.
You know, Phil, it's interesting. We mentioned the weapons around Jay Cutler here in Chicago, and the philosophy was that you bring in big guys. And obviously Brandon Marshall's a big guy, but they drafted a rookie, Alshon Jeffrey. And the thought process is that when you're asking a quarterback to throw to Devin Hester, he's got to be unbelievably precise. He's got to put the ball in an exact window.
Right.
And when you're throwing to these bigger guys – you're just kind of throwing it up to the doorway. You don't have to worry about being as accurate. You buy that? I mean, the previous philosophy was that the quarterback made the wide receiver. Maybe what we were learning here is that the wide receivers helped make the quarterback.
Well, it's always a little of both. I'll just say this. Yesterday I saw Jake Locker throw a few in cuts across the field to receivers that weren't that big. And one of them was Nate Washington. I don't know how tall Nate is. We'll say he's 6 foot. And he threw him, I went, oh, my gosh, that's a huge overthrow. And Nate Washington comes across, jumps up right in his hands, and, makes it look like it's nothing. And if you're a quarterback, you've got big receivers now with the rules. You can't hit them while they're in the air. You can't hit them when they hit the ground. You got to wait till they catch it, get on the ground, and an element of time passes. Then you can hit them. So big receivers are getting bigger. In other words, they can play taller than they actually are. Because if you're a quarterback, why would you ever throw the ball low? Throw it high because you're not allowed to touch them until they secure the catch. And I think they're going to be more valuable than ever when you look at NFL offenses. And, yeah, Chicago, boy, they got two monsters out there, that's for sure.
And they're making the point, Phil, on the broadcast, and the more you see Brandon Marshall, the more you appreciate it. He looks for contact. When he catches the ball, he doesn't try to run away from people. He tries to run through them. Now, that can shorten your career, but – when you have that big body, I guess it's, you're going to let the defense know they're going to pay a price, too, if they're going to come after him.
Yeah, it's nothing like being the big bully on the block, is it? I mean, it's just awesome. It really is. My son was out in Denver. My oldest son was out in Denver with Brandon Marshall, and I asked him all the time about him. He goes, Dad, hey, look, he's a beast. He's the beast. I mean, he's a beast. I go, no, but how about, Dad, listen to me. I know. I said, yeah, I know you know, but I'm just trying to read. He's a beast. He's a beast. And I just said, I got it. And, honestly, he was out there. He never said a bad word about Brandon Marshall. He said, hey, he can get along with everybody. He's easy to talk to. He understands football. And just had nothing but he didn't say anything bad about him physically, and that's what I was listening for. So he has shown it, and he found, again, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, you got to fit into the offense and to the team. And it looks like Brandon Marshall, I'll give Chicago a lot of credit, they've blended him right into that offense.
I was at the Bear game, Phil, and it didn't look like there were any issues with the officials, nothing that that wouldn't normally happen on a Sunday. I thought that watching the Green Bay-San Francisco game, there were a couple of dodgy calls in that one. What about your game? How did things go with the Patriots-Titans, and when is this thing getting resolved?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, look, I do feel bad for the officials. I really do. I respect them greatly. I think they do add an element to the game. You know, there's nothing like going out there and you see Mike Carey as, I don't know why, it's just, they're just part of the culture. And it's and Walt Coleman and then, you know, even Ed Hockley. Let's see Ed's arms this year. Is he gotten bigger? Is he, you know, but, and he, I've never seen a guy give a first down, and I love it when he flexes. You know, but I always thought that as a player. I loved seeing Jerry, Mark Bright, Jerry Seaman, those guys out there when I went out to play. And I hope it gets resolved. Yeah, it was a good week for the NFL, or weekend, I think. No calls that were going to be a huge controversy where that's all we were going to talk about today.
Yeah, I think, Phil, that the league probably feels emboldened because they got, you know, got through the first week. And
yeah,
things,
no doubt. Yeah. It's again, it is. I respect their job. I really do. And, you know, I kind of quit second-guessing them all the time because I realize when you're on the field and you see it physically, it's going to look different than the dimension that we put on TV no matter what we do with all those great cameras. And, you know, I've seen it many times when I sit under the basket of an NBA game and I could go, oh, that was easy to see that foul. But when you see it on TV, you go, well, I don't know. That could have been. I'm not sure. And I think that's why I kind of changed my tune a little bit. Judgment calls, that's what the NFL is really about. It's mostly big judgment calls. And overall, they do a great job.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Great talking to you.
It's nice to talk to Chicago people when they're happy.
Very rare.
What about Phil? What about our quarterback? Are we ever going to get a quarterback? Is the offense? Hey, all right. It was a great start, and really it's good for the NFL when the Bears play well.
Yeah, when they have a two-game lead on the Packers.
Thanks,
Friday,
Phil.
We'll appreciate it. Thanks, Phil.